Hey, you guys, welcome back to today's podcast.
Welcome to Must Be Nice. So instead of prepping for today's podcast,
we don't have a topic today. There wasn't like a specific, thing that we wanted to dive into. We just kind of wanted to hop on and chat, talk about life.
A little chitty.
Things have been flipped upside down in the past couple weeks. We uploaded our last podcast this morning. And we were doing once every Wednesday uploading.
It took a little time off.
Shit got kind of weird.
The whole fucking world exploded.
Yeah. So, we were not on any particular schedule, but that last podcast was filmed 2 weeks ago. And it's crazy to think how, like, I was watching it and I was like, that literally seems like months ago.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like even the way I was talking about how I'm not going to be on the news now. You know, like, I'm not going to be scrolling on Twitter looking at the news.
Yeah.
And guess what? My screen time has gone up about 65%.
It's all news, huh?
I mean, it's kind of like, how can you not? I mean, I'm trying to just pay attention to, you know, if shit really goes down. I told my mom if something like breaks, you know, like a breaking headline,
Send
me that. Because I'm trying to like not.
You don't read everything.
I'm trying to not read everything all day long. Because I was totally for a few days.
How nice is it that you had that retreat pre this though? Because imagine if you were on edge like you were mentioning before. Mm. And then, you know, all this stuff happens. And
yeah.
Then,
I mean, if you thought I was grateful before I was able to go on that. It was like, I think it was like 2 weeks after I went, they started canceling them. But I did see that Jared Leto, did you see what happened to him?
No, what?
He was on a 12-day silent meditation retreat, and he came back yesterday.
Uh-huh. So this is all news to him?
He was, like, in the middle of the desert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and he came back yesterday, and I was just like, can you imagine coming back to that? Even when I got back, a lot had changed. It had definitely intensified, but...
Can we talk about one thing that's changed pretty big time?
Oh, you guys, this is Mage.
This right here, guys. If you know, you know. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. So, John, I have been trying to get him to stop drinking bottled water for a while.
I didn't mean to derail your conversation.
You did, but it's fine.
That's kind of the theme of the podcast.
Yeah.
You've been trying to get me to do it for a while, but I didn't like the way it tasted.
Actually, I haven't been actively trying because you're a little stubborn. And I feel like the more I try, like if I tried to force it on you, you would probably like.
It wouldn't go well for you.
It wouldn't go well. That's like not the approach that works best.
For me.
For you.
Yours is like subliminally.
Subliminally. Basically, when you're sick, I just give you that instead because you're too weak to get up and get your own water.
However it happened, I love the way it tastes. It's great.
Wow.
It's cold.
Sparklets.
It's great.
Yeah.
I'm a new man.
Yeah. I love that. Anyway, back to Jared Leto. Yeah. So he was on a 12-day retreat. And I actually saw that Big Brother. I mean, I didn't know Big Brother was still happening, but there is one in
the TV show.
Yeah. I think in Germany going on. And basically, like, people are in there and they're like isolated. You know, they don't know what's going on in the outside world.
Even more so than they were before. Because wasn't it on Big Brother? Oh, that's what you're saying. I didn't really pick up on that. I haven't watched Big Brother.
Are you here?
What I was trying to say was you said Big Brother, like that's a current reference. I haven't seen that in 20 years.
I didn't know it was still on either.
I didn't realize that the theme of that show, that's what I didn't get. The theme of that show is you're isolated.
Okay? Right, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So we're technically all on Big Brother right now, right?
Yeah. Oh, it is in Germany. Yeah, there was like a thing like, should we tell them? Like, should somebody tell them?
Yes.
Yeah, like at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought that was crazy about Jared Leto. Like, I just can't imagine coming back.
What a time to be on a retreat.
Yeah. Total. I mean, part of me is like, I mean, maybe that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
I guess you wouldn't be prepared when you got back, but.
I guess he has a fresh set of eyes though, you know?
Yeah.
We've been in it.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's like, oh, you know, I see it this way.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
You always need a fresh set of eyes.
Is that why you got LASIK?
Yeah, I did.
How are your eyes doing now?
They go back and forth. Can we be honest? You want me to be real here?
Yeah, I want you to.
I've lost a little bit of near vision close up.
Yeah.
But I'm good everywhere else. Full disclosure.
Yeah. I thought, doesn't it take a while to like fully develop? You would like a little more instant.
They say it settles. It's a little bit nervous that certain parts of my vision are worse than they were before.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little scary.
Yeah.
But they say it's normal, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, the fucking doctor shenanigans. They say. I get to read everything. I'm fine. But there's certain areas where I'm like, oh, wow, that's not as clear. What is that word? Sometimes I say that, you know, that's a red flag.
Oh,
you know,
I was shocked when you asked me what a street name was when we were driving. You were like, what? I was actually concerned. I was like, what do you mean? What's that street name? It's right there.
You live here.
Normally I would have to ask you that. Like, how are you not, you know?
I think so. High contrast situations, it's hard too. You know, there's
like out in daylight.
Yeah, when there's a lot of brightness around a dark object, yeah. It's hard. Yeah, full disclosure. But would I not do it again, or would I do it, undo it? Would I rather have glasses? Is that's what I'm trying to say? No.
Have I lost you? Okay. Has this quarantine just?
Aren't we all going a little fucking crazy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it. See, this is the thing.
Yeah. So we decided we were like, okay, we're not going to come on here and talk about like, you know, all of the sad.
We're not going to say the C word.
Terrifying things that are happening right now. We're very aware, and it's, you know, fucking shit.
Womps.
It's shit. Yeah, absolute shit. You know, we're going to try and keep it light, fresh, funky.
Effervescent. Horny.
Are you?
Like,
are you? So are you picking up like any new hobbies? Are you like, you know, some people are like really trying to take advantage of this time, and it's just like, man, we're just trying to fucking make it through it.
Yeah. Me, I'm compulsively eating. I'm picking up.
Oh, the quarantine 15.
Yeah. Quarantine 15, dude.
I was doing this. Okay. So John and I went to the grocery store. Was it
when you were allowed to go to the grocery store?
Yeah.
Don't get off our page. Period, dude. Yeah. Stay off our page.
So we went to the grocery store just to pick up a few essential items that we were running low on, like cooking oil, like eggs, some random stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, the shelves were cleared out by this time, completely cleared out. No eggs, no meat.
Did it surprise you? I mean, so I thought it was gonna be completely empty, but they actually had a lot of shit.
I think they had restocked on some random things in there. Mm-hmm. Like there was plenty of bread. What else did they have a lot of? They had, yeah, they did have like a lot of dairy, some produce, not a lot. There was no fruit.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, there was no fruit.
You didn't go to that section.
Yeah, you did not go over there. You were in the cereal aisle for a good half hour.
They didn't have my favorites, but they had some ones I'd never heard of before.
But you didn't get any, which I was kind of surprised by.
Listen, dude. So leading into this quarantine situation, I was already packing on a few, you know? Like I wasn't prepped for success.
Same.
And then now you can't take me to a grocery store with limited options.
Expect you to like.
I saw that they had a Twinkie cereal.
Yeah, but you didn't get it.
I know, because it's like, you know, I really can't gain. I can't gain 200 pounds.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm struggling with. That's my new hobby is just eating like a child.
Well, yeah. So what I was going to say is we went to the grocery store and I noticed myself picking up a few items that I would never.
Like what?
I got brownie mix.
Oh, shit. We should make some of that.
You want to make it? No.
What are you going to do? Not make it? That's not fair.
I got brownie mix. You got those M&M chocolate bars, which I would never in a million years pick up.
Me neither.
And then I got two things of spicy ramen.
And have you regretted any of those purchases?
I mean, I haven't cooked them yet, but it seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
Those bars are no longer with us.
So, yeah, the bars, those were kind of good. Like, I would never buy those, though. Like, M&M chocolate bar, ew.
The crispy one was...
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was very good.
So it was definitely like that feeling. And I figured out, I was like, why are we doing this? And I know we're not the only ones. It's like the quarantine 15 is trending on Twitter.
Is that really a thing?
It's a thing.
Okay, cool. I'm glad it's not just our household.
No, it's a thing. Like the quarantine 15. And also like, you know, this is the lighthearted stuff that I really enjoy looking at right now is the videos that people are posting. Like, oh, day two into quarantine and like a really funny SpongeBob video or something. But what was I saying? What was I talking
quarantine
about?
Quarantine 15.
Oh, God, this is the worst.
Have I lost you?
I think so. Oh, I was saying, why are we all of a sudden, like, why am I buying this random shit? Or, like, why do I just feel like I can eat whatever I want, you know, all day long?
What do you think it is?
It is like being, it's like what I compare it to when we went to the grocery store is like when we go to the airport. And, you know, sometimes I've packed snacks for a flight. Sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of the times that like me, you, Desi, and Steven would go to the airport grocery store, the little marts, you mm-hmm. know, that they have in there.
Yep.
And we would get like
pick up
cereal,
fun,
some random candy. You mm-hmm. know, Steven and I would be picking out all the sour candies, maybe stop at Dylan's.
You also candy. Usually you buy like a protein bar.
That's you. I never buy a protein
Every
bar.
Guy does
Every
this.
Guy does it.
Okay. You buy like a protein bar and you fucking
that's like how you make it through.
Yeah,
a protein bar.
Yeah, but it's actually just a candy bar you're buying.
Yeah. So that's what I would do at like an airport. We'd kind of stock up on stuff because it's like well, what if it's not going to be like, we're going to be on a plane for, you know, maybe it's an international flight. We're going to be on a plane for 9 hours. So we got to stock up.
They're saying that we're currently, we're on a plane right now.
We're on a flight right now and we don't know when we're going to land.
Or where we're going.
We don't know where we're going and we don't know when it's going to land. So I feel like we've been on a, what is this, like 72-hour flight now?
Is that how long it's been?
I don't even know what day it is anymore. It's what, Wednesday?
I mean, we technically stopped Friday, I think, right?
Yeah. Friday? I don't know. It's been a long ass flight. Because Saturday,
Sunday, we didn't
But
leave.
That's the only thing that I can compare it to like why. I mean, obviously it's like there's a lot of heavy shit, right? A lot of heavy energy, sadness, lack of motivation. That's there. Uncertainty, but also it's like that feeling when you're on a plane and you're like, I have nothing to do but to sit here for 9 hours and watch TV.
Fuck, in front of my
what's
chair.
Right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna eat every snack I can find.
Period.
You know, like when JetBlue has the little snack section, you rate it.
That's basically what we bought at the grocery store.
Yeah. So that's like, I feel like comparing this situation, being at home, is like being on a flight that just won't end. Do you have a cough button?
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. I'm so do I have to tell you to hit my cough button if I need to cough?
Yeah, I do.
That was cool. Very radio of you.
It's technically just a mute button.
It's a cough button.
It's a cough button.
It's a cough button.
Yeah.
It's a sneeze button. So yeah, that's my comparison. That's my how I feel about the whole situation.
I know we want to do something fun today, but can I ask you, how are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have waves. I go back and forth.
Today, right now, this second.
Today, right now, this second, I am in much higher spirits than I was 2 hours ago.
Really?
Yes.
Is it the pasta you just made?
I think it was the pasta, my cran raspberry LaCroix, and have like sitting to film this podcast. Actually, I was really excited to do.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
Can I tell you where I'm at?
Tell me.
You're so inclined.
I think you've dipped.
So last week I was on a low, not going to lie. I was like, highly likely that I have it. I thought I was thought it was over.
John was sick last week.
Started to get my affairs together. Stop. Saying my goodbyes. I was sad for real. I was kind of sad.
Really?
Yeah. Scared out of my fucking mind.
Oh my God.
What?
Well, you never told me this.
Well, duh, the motherfucker.
Up until now.
Trying to keep it chill.
Oh my God, you guys.
That's my role.
You seriously were like...
Oh, yeah. I thought it was over.
I kept checking your temp, though, and you were good.
I know it was fine, but you can't... Like, there can't be something like this, and then you also don't feel good or whatever.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, fuck, dude. And then I started feeling good, and I was like, this ain't shit. Like, over the weekend, I was like, oh, there's nothing wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. It'll be over in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And then, I hear something on the news, or there's another problem comes up, and I'm like, I lose it. And then I read some good comments. Like, I started reading the comments on the podcast, the previous podcast.
Yeah.
Where everybody was, like, kind of big upping you and on, like, having a social... What do you call that? Like, you did something for yourself?
Yeah.
And that kind of made me happy again. So I go back and forth. I think I'm definitely firing at, like, 40% brain power.
Right.
I'm not the smartest. I think everyone's acting, not fully logical.
I think everybody's kind of going in waves. Like, what I've noticed from people that I've talked to, it's like, we'll have, maybe a day where... Oh, this person's in really high spirits. Like, everything's good. This is going to clear up pretty soon. And then the next day you can talk to that person and they're like, fuck, man. Like, when is this shit going to end? Like, what's going to happen? Like, I don't know. I feel like I cannot speak for everybody clearly, but people that I've spoken to, I've noticed like, we're all going kind of in waves where it's like, it's really hitting us. And then times where like, we're trying to be positive, we're trying to like work through it,
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. Like, I really go through like these waves throughout the day, especially today for some reason was definitely like a weird day, where I felt like really positive at some points. And then at some points it was just like, what the fuck?
I think weather has a little bit to do with it. Full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it was raining pretty hard. Today was cold and windy.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of sunny and kind of not. I just kind of like, pick weather, dude.
That's what
fucking with me, dude.
Yeah.
Stay off my page, dude. I would like it to be like a nice 70.
Was it raining this morning or that was yesterday?
Who knows anymore, dude. Fuck, man. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, weather for sure. I mean, the first 4 days was actually pouring pretty hard. We have a Infinity Edge pool right now still.
Yeah, it's pretty
from
lit.
The rain the past week.
Not a literal infinity.
Right.
For all you fucking.
Free remodel. Yeah, so that's kind of how I'm feeling, and I'm, you know, trying to have a more as positive of an outlook as possible. Like, as long as you're doing what you can, mm-hmm. you know.
I have a hard time with social media right now, personally, because I don't know what the fuck to talk about.
Yeah.
It's hard to be positive, you know, or like mm-hmm. what wave I'm on right there. You know, I don't know. It's tricky. Yeah.
Finding that balance. Does it feel like if you want to talk about something, is it like, does it feel inappropriate? Like,
a little bit, yeah.
Is this really something that I should be talking about right now?
Like, I found a new Roddy Ricch song, and I was like, oh, this is it. But I don't think it's, you know, that might not be where everybody else is at.
Yeah. It's hard because I asked, you know, what kind of videos people would like to see. A lot of people still want to see videos because it is a way to not be engaged. Like, for me, watching other stuff besides the news is great. Mm-hmm. You know, any way that I can engage in something or watch other people's content.
Yeah.
Where I'm not looking at Twitter news or not watching the news is good, yeah. You know?
You kind of remind me of a hobby that I picked up. I've been playing that online tennis game.
Oh, yeah.
There's an app called Tennis Clash. You guys,
I can't even talk to him when he's playing this game.
Okay, so you're playing another person. You're playing someone else in the world. Sometimes I play Steve.
Yeah.
You're playing with other people.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't take my eyes off the screen because I might lose points. It's a big deal. I'm ranked number one in the league that I'm in right now.
Are you still, though?
I am, yeah. Checked this morning.
Yeah?
Yep. Highest earner in the league. Yep. Highest earner.
So are you not on Woody anymore?
I'm going back and forth. Sometimes I get a little frustrated when, like, someone's playing in the league that shouldn't be in the league.
Who shouldn't be in the league? There's people you think...
People that have been playing for years, you know? People that have been... They're not at my rookie level. They're at like a professional level. And they have, you know, people that buy coins and shit on apps, those people. People that spend like $100 on the app to get
Have you ever bought something on the app?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Full disclosure, I have. And you know what? I'm proud of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I haven't bought something on an app.
That's how good this app is. Since Candy Crush. That's how good the app is, okay?
Wow.
It's that fucking good. And I'm that good with the app. I'm very skilled. I found something that celebrates my skill set. Uh-huh. The ability to swipe.
aggressively swipe.
In a specific pattern.
Yeah.
Unpredictable pattern.
All right.
I'm number one in my league.
Are you trying to pick up any other hobbies or skills during this?
Besides the two that I mentioned, eating and tennis crash?
It's kind of different for us because we're still like doing what we do.
Yeah.
That we would normally do, right? Like our world hasn't been completely turned upside down.
I don't know, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Well, obviously, yeah, we're not feeling it, but I mean, we've always worked from home. This is something that we can still continue to do.
I think
that.
Our world just set back a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I would 100%. Say. It is. Our lives are back to being a mess, back at the house, shit everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of paw prints on all over everything, and we're doing dishes nonstop.
Not having Cran to help.
Fuck, dude. Jeez. A lot of things. But. How about we stop talking about the C word?
Okay. What would you like to talk about?
We're 16 minutes in. That's it.
Okay.
We'll let them know that, hey, we had a touch on it. Oh, actually, can we keep talking about the C word?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
What would you like to talk about?
I see a lot of people say, like, when they post a picture online right now that I took this earlier, or one of the guys I follow on YouTube was saying, I filmed all my content earlier. The shit you're about to watch, just know that. Mm-hmm. Isn't it kind of crazy that we kind of have to, like, say, like, this isn't from this time.
A disclaimer.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just to make people aware because it is such a strong message right now to stay home mm-hmm. or to not be doing, you know, living like your regular life, traveling and all of that. So I do get that. It's sad. The thing that I see as sad is it's probably to avoid getting a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the main thing when it's, you know.
I don't like preparing for negativity. That's kind of what I know it's not their fault, but it's just,
I would hope to think that it's just to let people know like, hey, I'm participating. I'm, you know, keeping myself inside or contained, isolated, whatever, as much as possible.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does have to do with like people being like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you out doing that? You know?
I just noticed it lately.
Yeah. Like, no, for sure. I have too. Where it's like, if people are like out at a beach or something, it's like, oh, throwback. Throwback. Didn't take this today.
Way back.
Yeah.
Way back Wednesday.
Months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have no content to post, so I don't have to worry about that.
All content is fresh content.
Yeah, all content is fresh. I don't have a back stock of stuff that I'm sitting on right now.
Like we wish.
Yeah.
We might have it after this whole thing goes on. So there is some things that are making me happy, though. Can I tell you one?
Yeah, please do.
I feel like I haven't connected with my dogs It's a simple one for me. Who gives a shit, right? Simple. The past couple of weeks, we've been working, trying to, you know, work, right? I feel like I've been neglecting the dogs. They've been at Cran's house all mm-hmm. the time. You know, we're going on walks again. Mm-hmm. I've been giving Turbo long hugs. I'm sure people have that same feeling with kids or yeah. whatever, like whatever it is that they've been connect family even, yeah. you know? I like that. I appreciate that. You know, yeah. it is a little bit of a necessary pause. And there's a couple of things that I'm appreciative of.
Yeah.
One of them is Turb.
And calling family, talking to family and friends on the phone.
Yeah.
Rather than text message.
Yeah.
Every time I call my mom, I don't know how this happens, but my brother ends up calling her like 5 minutes later and she puts us, I didn't even know she knew how to do this. She's advanced.
Merge is not advanced, dude. You're just kind of, we should merge a call with you right now. You
yeah. No, merge. I don't want to merge. And so then we'll all be like on a conference call together. And it's we like have
party
been,
line.
Yeah, it's a party line every single day.
I love it.
And I think that's cool.
Yeah, my mom's been calling me every day too, which we don't talk that often, but mm-hmm. It's nice. It's kind of cool.
It's, yeah, that is the upside.
Yeah.
I guess in this whole fucking thing. So I really wanted to find a new show to watch. And it's hard because it's like I'm trying to not like binge, right? Like I really went in when it was raining. And my problem was I couldn't find anything that I wanted to watch.
So we finished McMillions.
Yeah. I had some issues with McMillions.
Didn't really.
The problem was the first episode was so good that it had me tweeting about it. I was raving about it on IG stories. I was calling everybody I know, like, you need to watch this show.
Yeah,
it's about
to
be so. I was hyping it so hard, and I have not done that for another show in a long time.
Yep.
I really went all for it, like, full send. I was like, if I could put money on a show, I would have put money on that show.
You were hyping it like you were the executive producer.
Like, I was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you had skin in the game.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, episode two, I was like, okay, it's kind of like, you know, dropping off a little bit. And then each one, my problem was I was so fascinated with, like, how they did it. And, like, I would say more so the logistics, like the printing company and the actual marketing company. I wanted to know more about how the game actually operated.
Yeah.
That is what I wanted to know more about is kind of what I figured out. Rather than, like, they did, like, deep dives into each winner.
Yeah, I didn't really care about who the yeah. people were doing the scam. I wanted to know, like,
more logistically, how did this happen?
So if you guys don't know, can we tell them what it is or no? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what the whole thing's about.
McMillions is about the McDonald's Monopoly game and how it was rigged or how it was. People were, how do you say that? Were cheating?
Scamming.
People were scamming that. So the whole McMillions thing is kind of like them cracking that case and figuring it out. It's fascinating shit. Episode one is great. And then it goes very, like, the mob involved and, like...
Okay, so after episode one, I was like, if they could do a documentary on all the cases he's worked on, that's something I would like to watch.
Even if he just has a podcast about what he's doing today.
Can we get him to call in one day? Like, that would just be the best thing ever.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be the best thing ever. I don't even know if he was on the McMillions podcast. I listened to, like, the first...
They did every episode, right?
Yeah, they did like two or three episodes. When they did the first first podcast, they were talking to people that were in the episode, and they were talking to everybody about Doug Matthews.
Yeah,
that's what they were. That was like the highlight of.
I mean, he's the a podcast. Star.
Yeah, I just remember watching that. Like, how is somebody like this in the FBI? But like, I love it so much. Like everything he said, I was like, you gotta be shitting me. Did he really just say that?
Yeah. Without him, it wouldn't have been it.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been hooked in, I don't think, if he wasn't in it. But other than that, I mean, it was a good documentary. I just felt like it took a different turn than where I wanted to go.
For sure.
You know? So McMillions, we did that. I watched The Outsider, which you did not watch.
Boring.
You were scared.
He's fucking scared.
You
of
were
nothing,
scared,
dog.
Dude. Don't act. Wow, none of your buttons work. He was just trying to slam his buttons and got nothing. Did you just turn me off? You just pressed my cough button?
I was trying to push.
That's what she said.
I was trying to push another button. And again, it's been 2 weeks.
You're a little rusty.
All right, I'm a little rusty on the ones and twos.
Okay, so what was it? Oh, The Outsider. It's like a Stephen King novel.
It was scary.
It's like a supernatural, not sci-fi, but like supernatural type, not paranormal. I don't even know how to classify it, but I watched like... 6 episodes before I left for my retreat. And then when I got back, I had like 3 episodes to finish it. It was interesting. I mean, if you're looking for something that's like a little spooky, I had nightmares on my retreat while I was there.
Yeah, that's not good.
so yeah, but once I finished it, I'm no longer scared.
No longer nightmares.
Yeah, because I didn't really love the way it ended.
Okay.
FD, full disclosure.
We need to do that as a shirt or something.
Yeah, FD, full disclosure. But I thought it was like, it was definitely entertaining. Like I watched the whole thing, 10 yeah. episodes.
Yep.
If you haven't watched Divorce on HBO.
Funny.
That one's pretty good. Sarah Jessica Parker's on there. I can't remember his name.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Is that who it is?
I don't know, but I think so.
You have a feeling?
Hey, Siri.
No, not Siri.
Who's that guy on the fucking TV show with the people?
That show's pretty good. I think there's only 3 seasons and I've seen them all. I was like, what is something good that I could rewatch? We started Succession again.
I love Succession.
You look like stressed when you said that. Like you love it so much.
It's so good.
It's so like, I can't even, it's so like, there's so many angles to it, you know?
A lot of manipulation and shit going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I just like the characters. There's so many different cool characters, you know?
Yeah.
I like people that are a mess, but like are, you know, have a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think that's kind of me.
That's it.
You know?
A mess, but a lot of responsibility. Yeah. You think you're a mess?
I think I'm very good at packaging.
Oh, wow.
Personal packaging. I think I'm very good at it.
Wow.
Do I have everything figured out? No.
No.
But I think I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. I'm human and I bleed, you know?
You bleed.
Period.
You've been bleeding a lot lately, huh?
I have. Haven't we all?
Yeah, we've all been bleeding a lot. What else? I was thinking maybe rewatching Breaking Bad.
Wow.
Has it been long enough?
I would say if we go into like full lockdown vibes, I'm with it.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. But I think I've rewatched that one like twice already. So.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
We're on Succession right now again. Fascinating show. Is there any other shows that like you've really been into? We tried Sneaky Pete.
Season 3.
Because season 1 and 2 were really, really good.
Season 3 was garbage.
We couldn't get into it. Maybe we just weren't paying attention. I was playing Woody. You were playing your tennis. Your okay. table tennis.
Yeah. We tried. It's not table tennis.
It's not table tennis.
It's full size tennis and an iPhone.
How bad do you want to bring the ping pong table home?
I do, but I don't know how I would transport it.
Yeah, it's really big.
I mean, like a U-Haul.
Yeah.
We tried to watch Narcos Mexico.
Can I talk about how dry my hands are? Like, they hurt.
Do you need a second or you?
They're in pain, dude. I'm afraid to bend my fingers because they're so dry from washing them so much.
Why are you so crickety?
Because I'm washing my hands, John. Something. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, I understand.
You wouldn't understand.
I do the 5.
What were you saying?
We watched Narcos Mexico. Tried to.
Ah, again, Woody got me. That's my game of choice.
Oh, so you were playing Woody and you got lost. With that?
I have to read the subtitles.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like, okay, can I fucking keep a trill? Hold on. Can I?
Oh, wait, he's changing the board. Changing the board.
Can I keep it true or no?
Yeah, you can.
I feel like how many times are they going to fucking do the same story?
You're over it.
I've seen that story before,
You're over it. Oh, you were good with season 1.
There's cops involved. Someone's got to pay for the death of somebody. Drug dealers. Pena. It's always the same story.
Yeah.
Same shit, dude. Come on. Rewrite the script a little bit. Embellish it.
Dang.
Escobar was always like, what? He's in jail doing? Like, it was crazy. There's a lot of shit that I was like, I would never expect.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen these stories before, dude.
You've seen it.
Fucking boring.
Dang.
Full disclosure, dude.
FD?
FD?
FD.
What?
Boring, dude.
So I tried to watch it, and I think you left, and I was at home, and then I ended up, I think it was like right after I got back or something. I don't know. I was like falling asleep on the couch watching it. And I was about to fall asleep into this perfect nap. Like it was about to be so good.
But?
And then there was like a shooting scene.
Oh, no. And you woke up like.
It was just like the most.
I'm hit.
Yeah. It was just the worst way to wake up. Like, I don't know why we had it on so loud. But Narcos, we didn't really wrap that one up. What else did we have?
I don't know. I really want Bad Boys to come out on the movie thing.
Oh, yeah.
On the machine.
Did you hear that some places are, I think Universal is considering airing movies that are in theaters so you can stream it?
You mentioned that to me, and I've been wanting that for many moons.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to have to with like a lot of the movies if movie theaters aren't open. I think they said it was going to be $20, or I think there was talks about it being $20, and there was a conversation on Twitter. And people were like, $20, absolutely not.
For what?
Yeah.
Why?
So there was, you know, that a lot of people were saying, What are you talking about? You spend at least 50 if you go to the movies.
Yep.
If it's two people. Mm-hmm. Tickets range from like 13 to 20 bucks each, right?
13 to 25, 26 bucks, right? Yeah. You buy anything there. Water's $9, period.
Is it nine?
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
For a Dasani.
Yeah.
The fucking only water that's at the grocery store right now. Okay.
That's sad.
Yeah. So movie theaters should stock up.
Do you like
up.
Dasani water? Does it taste bad to you?
I don't care.
Wow.
New me, dude.
Whoa. This... This shit's changing you already.
I don't love the way Arrowhead water tastes. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the way Fiji water tastes. Mm-hmm. It tastes great. It's Earth's greatest water. Mm-hmm. But if I can get it in this receptor, if they made the little fucking...
The sparklets jugs. The
sparklets out of Fiji water. Oh, game over, dude.
We would not be putting Fiji water in our coffee machine. I'm sorry.
Is it? It's just, I'm sorry. Is it marketing or what's... do you even realize that? Is it more expensive?
Fiji?
Yeah.
It's just so many bottles everywhere.
But I'm saying if it came in the same receptacle as sparklets, dude.
I mean, I don't think it would be the same price, but you can go ahead and try it.
What if it was
a
lateral just marketing?
You can try it if you want. Okay. You can act like it would be the same price if you want to do that.
Okay, so a water there is $9. You want popcorn? That's like $12.
I'd have to get popcorn. I don't have to do candy. I don't have to do, you know, I don't ever get beverages anywhere I go.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't need that, but I do need popcorn.
I think the appeal of the theater is that they have all the shit you don't have at your house.
Right.
All that. No one has that.
The candy and shit.
And then the other side of it is the sound system is better than what I think most people...
It's an experience for most people that go. Obviously, that's like...
Yeah.
It's an experience. Getting out of the house.
For people like me, the experience is not... I would like to remove that part of it.
Look at your hand right now.
Period. I would like to remove that part of the experience.
Is this as an introvert or is this just in general?
As a human, dude. Yeah. I don't want to be on the fucking... I don't need to see it on a big ass screen. I got a good enough size screen TV here.
Yeah.
It sounds fine.
You don't need the rumble.
No. I would like to watch the movie. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is there's a cool movie that comes out. I'm like, oh, the trailer's sick, right? I never make the time to go watch it and then I never watch it. That's
because you never end up watching it at home either.
Fuck, man.
Can you put your phone... Is that Steven?
Yeah, it is actually. Do you want to read what he said?
What did he say?
Don't throw your hands up. Do you throw your hands up when you miss a shot in tennis?
Oh my God, he's not asking you about tennis right now.
I would like to remove the movie part of it and just have it here. Okay. Yeah, I would like to have a theater here, but even just on my TV. Okay, so people are saying what? It's too expensive?
$20? Well, a lot of people said, I'm just going to wait till I can download it.
Which you have to pay for.
Yeah. But no, like, till you can, like, from a website or something.
Oh, they want to steal it.
Yeah, they want to steal it.
Oh, yeah. You guys are really supporting local business, huh? Because they can keep doing making movies with people like that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I was just wondering, like, you're totally down because that's not something that you don't want the experience of going to the theater. So I think for some people, they're like, I'm paying $20 to get out of the house and go watch it somewhere else and have, like, you know, my me time or whatever, my date night kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they could still have that.
Yeah.
But so what I'm pitching is a sustainable business model. You ready for it?
Here we go.
If they charge $20 for you to do it here, to watch it once here, they're going to kill all movie theaters, period.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to be able to.
Was it 20? I'm like trying to remember if it was 20 because that seems really low now.
Google it.
Because it's like.
You can look it up and I'll tell you the business model. Okay. If it's $20. They're going to end the movie theater industry as we know it. And then that's not good for anyone, right? It has to be like more than pay-per-view.
Future prices could be from between 30 and 50 bucks.
To me, that's cheap. Period.
Well, yeah, Mr. Fiji Water.
No, I'm not even saying that. Okay. I'm just saying, okay, so I don't know what a fight costs, but what is it, like $80 or some shit like
well,
that?
Well, no, I understand what you're saying. In terms of how much you would spend to actually go to this, especially depending on where you live, you could end up having to pay for parking.
Yeah. It has to be at a premium or the movie theaters are going to go out of business.
Right.
If it's $20 to watch a movie and you have a family of four, you're not gonna, you have to like, it makes total sense to just spend $20 and then make popcorn at home. And kids don't give a fuck, you know, like especially in quarantine time. Totally makes sense, right?
QT time.
It has to be a premium option to where it's like, you know, the new movie comes out. I'm a fan of it. New Harry Potter comes out, right? And we get the whole fucking, all the gang together at the house. We dress up. We have a little party.
We dress up.
Boom. We play Quidditch and shit. And it's $80, right?
Yeah.
But it's cool because we got a couple people there and it's kind of their event. Like that's kind of what it has to be. Or it's like, you know what? I'm sick. I don't want to go to the movie theater, but I want to, you know, I still want to watch Bad Boys. I'll pay $60 mm-hmm. bucks. Sure. I think it has to, or you're going to kill the other business.
Right. No, I get it. I get it. That conversation just made me really sad.
Why?
When you mentioned Harry Potter.
There's no new Harry Potters?
Well, that, I'll be sad about that for the rest of my life. We had, you know, this is just a bummer. This is a bummer.
I don't know if I have a bummer one.
You don't have a bummer one?
What's like a bummer sound effect?
I've been wanting to go to London for a really, really, I mean, for as long as I've known about this, the Harry Potter set tours in London, which is the WB sets, like where they actually filmed freaking Harry
fucking Potter.
Dude, the Great Hall. Are you kidding me? So we were actually, I mean, we have tickets still.
No, I got rid of them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
I got the refund.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It worked?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, it was refundable. So I got those ones because it was refundable until like the 14th or something. Oh, yeah, it was fine.
Wow. Okay. So we had booked, we were going on a trip in April to London to hang out with some friends. And we were going also to the Harry Potter set tour. Just bought the tickets, like what?
Well, so this, you want to keep them full fucking story, guys. We tried to get tickets, but it was sold out.
So we bought the plane tickets, what, like a month ago?
Way more than that, like six months ago, dude. We bought tickets
So we bought the tickets to London a few months ago. I don't even know what time is anymore. Time is irrelevant. So we bought the tickets to London, and then, you know, I was looking at the Harry Potter set tour, and it was like, you know.
Pull up.
Yeah, it was like, don't try and buy your tickets the same day. And I was like, okay, I got time. So I, for some reason, didn't buy them. Anyway, it was a week before all this shit blew up. There was no travel bans or anything like that. And we were like, all right, let's book these, you know, Harry Potter set tour. And all of a sudden it was sold out. Because I guess it was like spring break that week or something.
Yep. So I had to go find a scalper. I had to find a wizard.
Yeah, you had to find a wizard. And so we ended up buying some, it was from like a third party site. For the, like the tour of the Harry Potter sets. And I was just so excited because I've been dying to go. That's been like,
it's your one spot.
Yeah. It's like the one thing I really, really wanted to go see. And we've been kind of like, you know, every day that goes by, you know, they did the travel ban to Europe first. And then it was like, after that happened, I was like, okay, well this ain't happening. You know, we're not going. So, this was the only flight that we actually bought insurance for.
Okay, so let me just...
Which is interesting. Oh, you're going to do an FD?
FD?
You look like you're about to do an FD.
I got the ticket refunded from Harry Potter, but I haven't gotten my money back for the flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we actually bought insurance for that flight, which we've never bought insurance for...
I don't believe in that.
...flights before, but for some reason we got them for this trip.
I think Shayla told us to.
Shayla, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got it for this trip, and I mean, it didn't have any effect, right?
Because it only covers like half.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to, so when you're on the phone with them, it matters what you tell them, right?
Yeah.
If you say like, well, there's, obviously I'm not going because it's a fucking, the world shut down. Mm-hmm. They go, oh, we don't cover the world shutting down.
Yeah.
You had to have been sick or like, they fucking fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Insurance is the biggest piece of shit racket. Biggest fraud in history.
So, well, I'm glad we ended up getting back. You didn't tell me that.
Well, I mean, it's only $400. It's the tickets for the airfare that I'm really trying to get back.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the airfare tickets.
I haven't gotten that refund.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. I know you got the Harry Potter ticket money back.
No, I have not gotten
that. Oh, refund. I'm talking about the plane tickets, dude.
No, I have not gotten that back.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, super. That's still up in the air.
I like to think of it as they're just holding on to our money.
They're holding on to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we collecting interest while they're holding on to it?
You know, it's a no interest loan that I gave to Delta Airlines.
I think something that they said on the phone was like, you're the only way we can give you a full refund or something is if that flight is no longer available.
Yeah.
And as of right now, the flight's still available.
Yeah. Who's going to get even, on it?
You know, I'm sure this is like everything that's going on is like completely unprecedented. Like travel bans like this is never, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy to like, I mean, imagine how many people are going through like canceling flights, canceling trips, canceling weddings.
Funerals.
Oh, yeah. Funerals, yeah. Like a lot of stuff. It's like really, really. So, you know, yeah, I'm sad about my Harry Potter thing, but I know that there's
other shit going on.
Way more important things. But that was just one thing that I thought about. And I was like, oh, fucking bummer, man. Fucking bummer. I really wanted to go to that. Soup's bums, but hopefully we can go another time. It's just one of those like, when is this shit gonna end, you know?
What activities that you used to do would you be like, oh hell no, I ain't fucking doing it? You know, I will say, I used to say I would never shit in public. Still. Wouldn't shit publicly. Still.
Oh, like in a public restroom?
Yeah.
I picture you like just shitting on the side of the road or something.
Not like an animal.
Was like, what are you talking about?
I wouldn't go on a cruise ship right now.
Oh, well, I wouldn't do that ever.
I wouldn't do it ever. But I would never do it right now.
Like, not even I would never do it right now. I would never, ever, ever do it now for the rest of my life, ever, at all.
Oh, period.
Period, yeah. Like,
I think I might say fuck boats. Fuck all watercraft. Yeah,
it's like before, I didn't want to go on a cruise, but could I have been convinced? Maybe. I mean, probably not, but like, maybe.
How about
but
this?
Not likely. But now, absolutely not.
How about like a Newport Beach cruise around the fucking thing, like where you have like dinner.
Like a ferry?
Like, you know when proms used to do that, where you would have like a prom on a boat?
Not my proms, dude. Ours was in our cafeteria. Is that a private school thing?
Apparently. I'd like to think of it as a hired learning establishment. Places that wanted the kids to thrive, they did proms on the water.
You're terrible.
So you get a barge and you it's like a booze cruise kind of thing. Would you do that?
No.
It's basically a ferry that they convert into a party boat.
I wouldn't go to the mall.
You wouldn't go to the mall right now.
I think, is the mall still open? I think a lot of them are.
I think a lot of them are, but not every store is.
Yeah, it? South Coast Plaza's closed. I mean, I think what they're, for the most part, it's like so much stuff is closed that it's like you kind of are on lockdown because where the hell are you going to go anyway?
My doctor for my back just texts me like, hey, you want to come in tomorrow? I'm like, no. No. Are you awake? He works out of a gym.
Oh, really?
I'm like, dude, are you fucking stupid?
I'm just wondering if everybody's going to be as hygienic after all of this. Like, wash your hands, you know? Like, is everybody going to continue to wash their hands?
I think depending on how this whole thing plays, you don't know.
Yeah.
If it's over tomorrow, no.
Yeah.
But I think if it takes a couple weeks or a month or whatever, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be some sanitary motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But is there anything else that you're like, whoa, right now I'm not doing that. Like, I mean, wouldn't go eat at Hometown Buffet right now.
You never want to go eat at Hometown Buffet.
It's just a game. It's a game. Play the game, dude.
Okay, I wouldn't go to basketball games.
Why? Seriously?
I wouldn't go
ain't
to
nobody
like,
there right now.
I wouldn't go to a concert right now.
Okay.
I wouldn't go to
foam parties.
I wouldn't go to the Phoenix right now. I wouldn't go to the Phoenix right now in Petaluma.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't stand in line at Soul Food right now.
I would.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
I bet everybody would stand 6 feet apart.
Yeah,
they probably would.
And that place has such fresh ingredients. I like the people that come there. They're probably very fresh as well.
Oh, can you imagine getting their takeout right now? Ooh. Are you still doing takeout? Like,
well, let me ask you that. How do you feel about that?
So that one's kind of a hard, that's like a hard, it's like
teeter totter.
It's a teeter totter moment because it's a seesaw moment.
Okay.
Because it's like, yeah, stay at home. Don't go anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like you also want to support small businesses, maybe support some of your favorite restaurants and get takeout food.
Yep.
But, you know, supposedly that kind of like resets everything once you're in contact with people. So it's kind of like, do you continue to do that? Like, are you still going to do that? Are you going to go to Johnny Pacific and get some empanadas and some skewers?
I don't know, dude. It depends on. Depends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Probably.
It's like, you know, one of your favorite places, small business you want to support.
I want to make sure they're there when I get out.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like you want to make sure they're there. I think for me, it's kind of like, I know we have food at home, so I'm going to try to like do that as much as possible.
I go back and forth, dude. I really go back and forth. So I'm like, let's just go back to work. You know, that's kind of where I'm at in my head.
Yeah.
Okay. I go out and there's people out.
Yeah.
You know, traffic's better, but people are driving.
Mm-hmm.
It looks normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I see shit like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let's just go eat some takeout. Who gives a shit, dude? Mm-hmm. The world's fine. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I see some news. Or you showed me a video on Twitter today.
Oh, God, the video.
There was a video of someone that has a virus and they're just saying, don't go out, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
They look like me. You know, kind of, right? Yeah. They look like us. Yeah. So what the fuck am I risking getting some McDonald's right now? Why?
Right.
You
right.
know?
Yeah.
So it's every day. Just
that's. I think that's the hard balance. It's like, especially the small business one is like really hard because that's something that we would do. You know, get some takeout from some of our favorite places. But then at the same time, it's like, do not leave your house.
Yeah.
So it's a little conflicting to try and figure out like what the right thing is to stay home.
But we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it work. Can't stop us. Can't stop, won't stop. Rockefeller Records, because we get down, baby. We get down. Right? If you can name that song, I'll give you $500.
Will you?
Who sings that song?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about in the comments. Can you say it again, please?
No. If you can name that song, not five, not in the con. No. Chill, guys.
I was like,
not for them. I'm saying you because, you know, it's the same account. So let's just tell me about it.
Is it like da 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 da?
That could be it.
Is that it?
That could be it.
I think I know it.
Who okay, is hold the on, artist hold on, hold on. That sings that song?
How many guesses? Do I only get one?
I'll give you three.
Jermaine Dupri?
It's one guess. I'm not going to tell you yes or no.
What? Can you sing it again?
Nope.
Why? I can't remember it anymore.
That's the point.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
Who sings it? John, you have to say the words for me again. I'm losing my mind right now.
I don't know if the words will help you figure out who sings it. Girls, da, da, da. That's it.
Get down
it.
Get down. Good. Is it not Jermaine Dupri?
He's not. He was not involved in the making of
Jagged
that
Edge?
That's two people that were not involved in the making.
Ah!
Third and final guess, and then we end this podcast. You ready?
P. Diddy?
None of those people were involved in the making of that song. The answer we were looking for? You ready for it?
I would be so mad if I knew.
It's Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Young Gunna's. I mean, he was shouting out a few people in the beginning of that. Maybe he was shouting out one of the people you mentioned.
I think so, honestly. Are you surprised that I knew, like, the...
I mean, everyone knows that bop. That's it for today's video. Thank you guys. Oh, actually, you know what? Fuck it, dude. Why not? We got time. They got time. What the fuck's up with TikTok right now, dude?
I have never been sent so many links to TikTok videos in my whole life.
I found one that I actually enjoyed for the first fucking time.
Yeah.
But that's it. I don't like it, dude. Stop.
You're like such a TikTok hater.
I'm not a TikTok TTA.
Yeah, you
are. TTH.
How do you guys, what do you guys think about TikTok? Are you guys like into TikTok?
Yeah. I can't get down with people that act.
You don't like performers.
I don't like corny ass shit, dude.
You don't like corny stuff?
I'm not into it.
There's some that really make me laugh. But like, I haven't gotten to the point where I can sit there and scroll through it for like a really long time. Like, I'll open it up, look at the video somebody sent me, and then I close it.
I fucking...
And I've tried to like scroll and like get into it, but I haven't yet.
Someone sends me a TikTok, I fucking send them the block list, dude, real quick. I don't give a fuck how well I know you. Period, dude. I'll block my own fucking family, dude.
Just like that?
Yeah. I don't like when people mouth the, I don't like the, like, what do you call it? Where there's like a baby talking and then you use your mouth and you kind of talk like you're a baby.
Yeah.
Fucking lame, dude. Super lame. Yeah, that's cool. 20 years from now, dude, I'm going to show you that video. Right?
Do you think John's a hater right now or what?
Whatever, dude. Okay, how about this? Okay. Whatever the most popular TikTok video is right now, go watch it. Do it and then send it to me and I'll play it for you guys 20 years from now. We'll see how proud of it it is. Actually, I'll play it for your parents 1 year from now. How about that?
What about for your kids?
Yeah, dude. They're just embarrassing. Should be called embarrass your ass off talk. Period. That's it for today's podcast, though. Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you guys for all the support on the last one as well.
Yeah.
That was really cool to see everybody's comments and everything. I'm actually going to go in after we film this. But thank you guys for all the comments and everything. DMs in regards to the last podcast about the retreat and having that open conversation.
Yeah,
I think it was kind of nice to go back on, especially now when shit is just like hitting the fan. To remember that there was a time where I was like...
Let Ryan high.
Yeah. You know, like I was definitely more calm. So... thank you guys for that. And bye, Annie.
Bye, hon. See you in the next video.
Good night.
Hopefully see you sooner than that.
Yeah.